On the phone with us is Terry Bryant. She is just won a House seat in Springfield. Good morning. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, Tom. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What, about 63-64% of the vote?
It sure looks like it. You know, we've haven't seen the absentees to come in yet, too, but it looks like it's a big win for tonight.
Now, what do you attribute this to? Because, and you and I both know this, and there's no sense missing words, harsh. You know, it was brutal. I mean, I was even getting complaints last night about the race at well past my bedtime, saying, "Oh, you know, clean." It's just been terrible.
Sure. It when you have a race that's tier one like this, and Mike Madigan wanted it as much as he did, it's going to get ugly. And I think I think we're going to be able to get past all of this and go to work. I'm certainly willing to work with the Chilquist folks we're all friends and family here. So time to kind of put that stuff aside and get to work on putting our folks back to work here and getting some good jobs for Southern Illinois.
All right, and here's the thing, and Joe and I were talking about this earlier. The Democrats still control a lot of what's going on now. It looks as though Rauner is going to be governor.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, Mike Madigan's still in the House, and if he doesn't want something to come out of committee, it doesn't.
Well, that's true, but it also looks like he's going to lose a supermajority. So in losing the supermajority, that means he actually has to sit down sometimes and negotiate with some folks. And, you know, what's good about for the 115th is he doesn't own I-64 South. So, you know, I think I've known Brandon Phelps for a long time. I think we'll be able to work together very well. And Jerry Costello, I don't know John Bradley very well, but I know that all in all, we all have the best interest of this area in our hearts, and we'll go to work. And if we have to fight Mike Madigan, maybe we can do that together.
What's your expectation for your first term?
Well, I know what my dreams and goals are. First, you know, I want to ensure that we get TAMS reopened. We want to be sure that we get equitable funding for our schools here. And we start looking at how we can use SIU and our community colleges here and start recruiting some businesses back into this district.
With so much of the district, and not always yours, but you mentioned Brandon Phelps, where, you know, with 10.6% unemployment, this has really been about jobs, although the messaging during the campaign didn't lead you to believe that. And see, and here's the thing, you and I both know the election's over, somebody still has to swing the hammer. The work has to get done. And that's the questions when it comes to expectations. You know, I mean, there's expectations that are created, and then being able to respond to those, it's a really high expectation, and it's tough work.
I wouldn't say that the messaging didn't go in that direction, because we talked a lot about needing to let the 67% tax increase expire. And that will go a long ways to getting our financial house in order. So we're going to be looking very hard at the areas where we are wasting money. We talked a lot about Medicaid fraud. And once we start to look at those kind of things and really move towards getting our financial house in order, then we can look at finding, refinancing some of our bonds. And, you know, I at home, I'll look in a closet and just think, I'm not going to clean that closet because there's too much to do, and you just close the door real fast and leave it alone. And I think that's how we've handled a lot of things here in Illinois. So rather than doing that, I think we're going to have to start taking it one step at a time, one project at a time, one goal at a time, and work in the same direction.
How do you eat an elephant? One bite
at a time. Exactly, one bite at a time.
Yeah. Terry, congratulations this evening.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks very much.
Terry Bryant is new to the House. This is the seat in which Mike Boss will be stepping down in December. And, Terry, thanks for your time this evening.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
News Radio WJPF. Terry, I got to move on to the next thing, so
okay.
I'm going to have to hang
all
up
right.
my phone.
Have a great night.
Save the last 3% on your battery, okay?
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you again.